Ladies and gentlemen, to Conference USA Report Podcast. Welcome to it. Big week in Conference USA, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into it, do not forget to become a member on CUSAReport.com. Go to CUSAReport.com, click on membership there in the tab. Join us. There's an annual, there's a monthly. Do it so we can keep doing this stuff. Podcasting every week, talking about our favorite teams, because nobody else is. Nobody else is doing it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go down to it. We didn't do a power ranking this week because a couple reasons. One, it's all kind of self-evident. You want to know my power ranking vote? You look at the standings because that's kind of what matters right now. Speaking of standings, let's talk about it. East Division, Western Kentucky, 4-1. Big game against Marshall. Lost 26-23. On the one hand, you like that they competed. On the other, you don't like that you lost the game, right? Obviously, you don't like that you got down 14-0, right, or 17-0 at one point, right? Gage Walker had a big touchdown run with 4 minutes left in the second quarter to kind of make it a little bit of a game, keep them in it. He had a big 16-yard run to tie up the game. But Marshall kicks a game winner. I think the drive started with a minute left. Defense was stellar again. Right. For the most part, holding Marshall to 401 yards. But I think the deal was that Western Kentucky turned the ball over three times. So not as much of a lockdown defense, but the offense played better. 426 yards from them. Story had 292. He did throw an interception. But, Marshall has a pretty solid defense. Good game. There's not a 66-64 game or whatever. But it was a quality game. Too bad it was on Facebook or whatever. It doesn't matter, right? Western Kentucky's 4-1. They still hold a lead over Marshall, having won one more conference game. 4 wins to Marshall's 3 wins. Florida Atlantic sneakily in this thing, 3-1 also. So Western Kentucky 4-1, 5-3 on the year. Marshall 3-1, 5-3 on the year. FAU 3-1, 5-3 on the year. We can talk a little bit more about the other games. Speaking of FAU, 41-3 winners over Old Dominion. Just kind of walked through that game. Didn't really have to try so hard. Old Dominion's very bad. I think Bobby Wilder is maybe seeing the end of this road here. It's kind of desperation time. There was like nobody in there. Their new stadium there. It is more of a basketball school than anything else, but no one wants to see 4 or 5 straight losing seasons, and that's what we're coming up on here at Old Dominion. On top of all that, you have a boring team, right? I didn't even look at what their offense was, but I think they've had like 3 or 4 games where their offense has been in the 200s or something like this. Just not really... not really that exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to watch no offense. I don't want to get off in the tangent about Old Dominion. We're not going to talk about them. Western Kentucky, still good, still control their fate. Let's walk through the schedule, shall we? FAU next week, big game. It's a 3 p.m. game. I forget the TV broadcast for that one. But that one's a huge game. Basically a division game, right? The division deciding game. You beat FAU, then you're 5-1 in the division. You have 2 more conference games, 1 in the division, 1 outside the division the rest of the way, and you got Arkansas mixed in there. You could probably beat Arkansas because they're not very good. And, you're looking at a 3-loss season, big turnaround. Everybody's praising Helton. Everybody feels good about watching Kentucky football all over again, right? What a difference a year makes and a coaching change makes. But as it stands, if you beat FAU, you pretty much show it up there. You just got to stay ahead, win against USM, win against the Jekyll and Hyde team that is Middle Tennessee, and you lock it up, right? Marshall can't. Yes, they can catch up by virtue of having to beat you and tied things up there. But they still have one extra game to play in this conference. So, you let Marshall figure it out from there. You take care of your own business. You'll be all right. You can still sort of control your fate for the most part. Marshall, on the other hand, feel good about that win. things weren't looking so great for the Thundering Herd for a while there. You lost to Middle Tennessee on the road after getting smoked by Cincinnati. But three straight wins. Old Dominion is terrible. Not a super impressive win. You beat Florida Atlantic on the road. That was a huge win. Kind of changed the game. And then you get a big win against Western Kentucky. Put yourself in the race for the conference here. You got Rice on the road. Rice is not very good. Definitely a winnable game in that one. But they're tough. They're scrappy. Owl team. And it's kind of weird playing at Rice Stadium where no one is, because it's like a practice thing, and I think it just makes everybody feel weird. Then you got Louisiana Tech at home. That's a tough game. At Charlotte. Charlotte team that just beat North Texas in a comeback game. They showed a lot of offense in that one. And then finally taking on FIU at home. Tough slate of games, four conference games, two in the division, two out of the division. You control your fate, right? You win the rest of the way, you're the division champs, just as everybody predicted. But I can still see a two-loss team winning the division here. Rice is very, you know, they're scary. Like I said, Tech is a big game that you got to circle, because you lose that game, then Western Kentucky basically wins this thing, right? Because you already dropped one, you already dropped the Middle Tennessee one. So you can't really, there's no room for error. I just laid it out. Western Kentucky can win the rest of the way, and I think they should be favored the rest of the way. They have a good defense, right? They have one good thing. And they weren't that much worse than Marshall in this one, right? They're getting some semblance of an offense. Still got a solid defense. You know, Marshall, you're getting some of this offense back. You're feeling good about yourself, but you got to keep it up, is basically what I'm saying. Tech, it's at home. That one's on, what, CBS Sports Network. Everybody knows that one's going to be a big game. The Charlotte one, I think that's a scary one there. That's a trap game a little bit. And then, obviously, the FIU game is a tough one. FIU, they just got destroyed by Middle Tennessee, and we'll talk about them in a second. They just got destroyed by them, but, you know, they're talented and they're tough. Every team can beat anybody in this division right now, so no one think that you're better than anybody or anything's guaranteed. FAU, you already lost one game. You already lost a division game, so you're rooting against Marshall the rest of the way. All those games that I just talked about, you're rooting against Marshall, but you control your fate here by beating West Kentucky, right? You give Western Kentucky their second division loss or the second conference loss, and then you basically say, hey, we're going to put some pressure on Marshall by making them know they got to win, right? This happened last season. You know, Marshall kind of stumbled late, had a late loss. They were the best team most of the year, and then they lose a big one late. Same kind of deal. I think that kind of pressure, that scoreboard watching, knowing that you can't lose, knowing that you can't make a mistake, that adds something to the game, and it makes guys play a little bit nervously. And, you know, they say, no, we're not looking at this, we're not looking at that. But, I mean, you know, and the preparation and all that other stuff adds just a little bit extra. Even for the coaching staff, right? They start coaching a little bit different. But, yeah, 3 o'clock game at Western Kentucky. Huge game. I remember a couple seasons ago, FAU went to Western Kentucky and got a huge win there. That was during that season that FAU was just dominating everybody. And it was very much a statement game. This could be the reverse of that. Western Kentucky, you know, beating a very good FAU team, talented FAU team, a powerful offense. I don't know. I was trying to think about who I think is going to win just off the top of my head right now. Just I don't know. I can see anything happening. I'm leaning towards FAU, but it is a road game, and you never know. Western Kentucky just, it's kind of their season. You know, even this loss to Marshall, I felt like that was a good kind of loss. You know, that you don't feel like, well, they were just like some bad luck early, some bad play early, and they made up for it. They kept competing. And then that's what you like, right? If you're a fan of any of these teams, you just want your team to compete and just to keep trying and not give up and just power through some adversity. And they did so. So you feel good about that. All right, so FAU schedule looks like this. At Western Kentucky, need that win. That's a huge win. If you lose that one, it's pretty much done, because you've already lost to Marshall, and you would have lost to Western Kentucky, and I don't know that they're going to be able to drop what is it, two other games is what they would need, three games past that point. So you need that win. Then you got FIU at UTSA and then Southern Miss in a big game to the end of the season. Now, if things go your way, you could be playing Southern Miss for the right to see who hosts the title game there. But the rest, I mean, you're looking at this, UTSA is probably the next win. That gives you six wins at that point. That is your bowl eligibility game, right? Keep that in your back pocket. It is tough to travel to San Antonio and play in the Alamo Dome, just kind of a weird environment. There's no other dome stadium in this league. But UTSA is not very good still, so I don't really anticipate them losing to UTSA in that one. But the other three games, I could see them going anyway. And, you know, if Western Kentucky continue this offensive, I don't say revolution, but evolution, I can see FAU being an underdog in two of those three games. FIU, it's a weird game, but they've had FIU's number this whole time, and FIU is just, they're reeling right now. Let's move on to middle. They are not really competing for the division, but I just want to talk about their ridiculous performance, 50-17 romp, says ESPN. That's what they call it, a romp. Those are not my words. They decided they were just going to run all over this team. Somewhere around middle of the game, they said they can't stop us. And they finished with 496 total yards, right? But what was it? Something like 471 of those were rush yards. Asher O'Hara has embraced his role as power runner. 159 yards on the ground for him, two scores. Terrell West, 9 carries, 130 yards, including a 65-yarder. Jay McDonald, Jay with two Ys, by the way. 138 yards, 92 of them on one play. 6 rushing touchdowns for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. Asher O'Hara was 6-12 for 25 yards. Didn't need it. Didn't even need 25 yards. Middle Tennessee is now Army, apparently. They just destroyed FIU. Scored 23 in the third. 13 in the fourth. Just complete destruction. I want to say, like, this was a game for a while, right? Like, FIU was down 14-7 at worst. They went up 17-14 at the end of the second quarter and then proceeded to be destroyed. Didn't score a point the rest of the way. Pretty terrible if you are FIU. We're not going to talk too much about them, Middle Tennessee, besides that. Looking at their schedule, right, Middle, you need everybody to lose, right? And you need some kind of combination of some luck there. You have two losses, so you need everybody the rest of the way to get two or more losses, and then you need to beat them. You've already beaten Marshall, so you have a head-to-head against them, but you've lost to FAU, so you need them to get a couple more losses. It's good that your other division loss was to North Texas because it's a division game, right? It's a cross-division game. It doesn't really matter so much. So you need FAU to get two more losses. So maybe they lose at Western Kentucky, right? You already got the win over Marshall, so you have that game. You just need them to lose another so that we can be even. They can be even with you. You got to beat Charlotte coming up. You got to beat Rice. You got to beat Old Dominion. The good news is that those are very winnable games, all three. Charlotte and Middle Tennessee are both kind of the same team right now, where you don't know what's going to happen between either of them. It could be anything. You wouldn't really be surprised. Rice is tough, but they're not that good. Old Dominion doesn't have an offense, and I think is giving up on a season. So that leaves you with the final, the Western Kentucky game, right? Western Kentucky can win out. You play them in the final game of the season. You get a win over them, giving them their second loss. That brings them even with you. You have the head-to-head. You win. This is, of course, assuming and hoping that Marshall gets another loss the rest of the way. I can see it happening. Because, you know, on their best day, say when they beat Marshall, when they destroy FIU, when they were competing with North Texas, you're like, this Middle Tennessee team's pretty good, right? Yeah, they're pretty good. But when they're bad, they're pretty bad. When they lose, get dominated by Duke, when they get dominated by the good squads, when FAU handled them, you know, you're not so bullish on them. But hey, if their identity is power runs all day with Asher O'Hara, the equivalent of the fullback in this run everything offense, then cool, man. I can see them winning the rest of the way and being another back-to-back appearance, right? Unlikely Conference USA title game appearance. It could happen, but that's how it happens. You got to win four straight, and you need Marshall to slip up. FIU, you're out of it pretty much. It's pretty much done. Charlotte out of it. Big win for Charlotte. We'll talk about them in a little bit. Old Dominion, terrible. Might fire the coach. Let's go to the other side. Tech, 4-0 in the division, sitting pretty. 7-1 on the season, sitting pretty. Got six votes in the top 25 I saw. The only loss this season was to Texas. Was then a top 10 team. Lost 45-14. Beat Grambling. Struggled against Grambling a little bit. Beat Bowling Green. Whipped up on FIU. Escaped against Rice. Dominated UMass. Got a big win in the fourth quarter, basically, against USM in a kind of division-deciding game, a division-setting game. And then whipped up on UTEP last week, right? Coming up on the ninth, you get a bye week. You take on North Texas at home. North Texas is still a quality offense when they want to be, but they hurt themselves a lot. North Texas just dropped the game 39-38 to Charlotte. This is a very winnable game for Tech, but it's one where you can't take for granted. But they've been in games that they had to escape from and had to buckle down and get a win in. So you like their chances. Like North Texas is basically Southern Miss without all the playmakers, and you handled Southern Miss, which is a little bit better team. You should be fine in this one, right? At Marshall's a tough game. At UAB is a tougher game, and then you get UTSA at home to close out the season. Basically, you don't want to lose the UAB because UAB is 3-1, and they are likely to win out the rest of the way. If you do that, you lose to UAB, you lose the tiebreaker. You'll both have one loss in the conference, and you'll lose the head-to-head, which is a tiebreaker. So that's the situation. You can afford another loss, but you got to beat UAB. That's how this all goes. That's basically it. 7-1 on the season, pretty much going to a bowl game guaranteed at this point, even if you lose the rest of the way. But it'd be nice, I think, if you get to 11 wins, you can win out, get to 11 wins. Probably one of the better seasons in Louisiana Tech history, right? That's what you're thinking. Everything's fine. A nice little bowl game, maybe sneak into the top 25. Kind of depends on what everybody else is doing. But if you impress the rest of the way, you can get a nice little invite there. Meanwhile, kind of similar for UAB. You play Tennessee in a game where you can get some national acclaim here. This is a season, 6-1 on the year, right? You beat Escape first game. Was it Alabama State, right? Handle Akron in the second game. Beat, was it Southern Alabama, 35-3 in the third game. You have that hiccup against Western Kentucky, and it turns out Western's pretty good, so you don't feel so bad after that. You beat up on Rice. You beat up on UTSA. You beat up on Old Dominion. Hey, maybe you beat up on Tennessee, right? Get some praise. Everybody feels good. A couple seasons ago, you played Tennessee. You played them okay, but it ended up being a blowout. You can play Tennessee this one. Get a win. Everybody feels good. It's a little bit like North Texas last year, but I think this one has a little bit more heft because you'll beat them and you'll be 7-1, right? It's kind of late in the season. It's not an early season kind of hiccup. Then big game. Travel to Hattiesburg on the 9th, play Southern Miss. This is where it matters. The Tennessee game, you can lose that one. It doesn't matter. Maybe it downgrades your ability to go to a great bowl game or something, right? But you can win the rest of the way. You got 5 games left. Again, you can go B&B 11-1 with an SEC win on your resume. I think you have a better chance of being top 25 than Tech. I don't know why. Yeah, just me saying it right now. Southern Miss on the road, that's a tough game. Southern Miss plays much better at home than they do on the road. But UAB is a solid team. They're a good team. Their offense is they have some struggles sometimes. And I think that you're leaning a lot on the defense, but it's not terrible. It's gotten wins. But I think Southern Miss has the talent to overcome even good defense. This reminds me of the game last season that North Texas team with a good, powerful offense, a lot of playmakers, that gave UAB some struggles, but UAB ended up closing it out, right? Superior defense in the end. They're going to need that, but the thing is flipped now, right? Because it's on the road in Hattiesburg. That's going to be a huge game. It's going to be a division decider for a lot of reasons. I'll talk about that in a second. Then you got UTEP at home, Tech at home. That game, that Tech game, is basically for this West Division. 4-0 is Louisiana Tech at this point. 3-1 is UAB at this point. If you lose that game to Tech, you're hoping that Tech loses their finale. And I already forget who they played in the last one. I'm looking again at UTSA. So they're not going to. They're not going to lose that game. And I think if they don't slip up besides that game, it's pretty much all over there. You got to beat that Tech in that game. And you really can't lose any other division games because you already lost your one. You already lost your mulligan. That's it. Tech and then North Texas on the road to close out the season. Tough games to end where Tech maybe has a little bit easier. You know, that's how it breaks down, ladies and gentlemen. Can't think about that right now. You just got to get out of this Tennessee game healthy so that we can take on the rest of the stretch. Fairly tough stretch. Southern Miss, tough game. Tech, tough game. North Texas can be a tough game, depending. I mean, it's still a talented team. Mason Fine is still there. Even though UAB is in a little bit better position right now, no team can take any other team for granted. So that's how West Division breaks down. Southern Miss, talk about them. Also 3-1. Also 5-3. Like what? Three other teams in this division, in this conference. I mean, lost that big game against Tech. I already talked about Louisiana Tech's schedule. You need them to lose two games, right? You need them to lose one to get even and one more so that way you can beat them, have a better record, because they've already beaten you. They already got the tiebreaker over you. You take on UAB in the next game. You get a bye week. Get ready to prepare for UAB. If you beat UAB, it's really down to Tech, and you need Tech to lose. That's it. You got UTSA on the schedule, very winnable. Home versus Western Kentucky, winnable. You're at home. I just talked about how good Southern Miss is at home, and then you travel to FAU. You can't really lose. You don't have any room for error in this one. Four games left. Chance to go 9-3. And I mean that's basically it. You get a bye week. See what happens in this one. You're hoping that, Tech loses to North Texas, I guess, in 2 weeks while you're beating UAB. That would kind of change things, but you need Tech to lose another one. That's your routine schedule there if you are Southern Miss. Win out, hope somebody beats Tech twice. And I guess if you're looking at that, it's maybe that North Texas game, that UAB game in Marshall. I mean, or you're going to be hoping UTSA pulls off a miracle of miracles. Let's talk about North Texas because you're still in it. You're still in it even though it doesn't look like you're still in it, right? You don't feel like you're still in it. You lost a very winnable game against Charlotte. The offense looked a lot better. Both teams had like 580 yards of offense in this one. So that's why you think that North Texas is not going to win it, right? You can't allow 500 yards of offense. But hey, Charlotte's pretty solid offensively. We talked about that throughout the season. North Texas, you have UTEP coming up at home. Very winnable. They are bad. At Tech, you got to win that one. Basically, you got to win all the rest of the way. The good news is that you have UTEP and you have Rice on the schedule, right? Two very bad teams, very winless teams. UTEP hasn't beaten anybody except Houston Baptist, and they escaped more than one that game. You got to beat UTEP, and that's at home. Very winnable. At Tech, you can do it, but that's the game. It all hinges on that one. You get a win at Louisiana Tech, and then you beat Rice, and it all comes down to home versus UAB. Right? You have two losses right now if you're North Texas. Southern Miss has one. UAB has one. Tech has none. Right? So you need Tech to lose another one, and then you have to beat them. If you can do that, you have the tiebreaker. You beat them. You need UAB to have two losses, and then you have to beat them. Well, you have that opportunity in the finale, right? If you beat UAB in that one, that takes care of UAB. You're in. Southern Miss, on the other hand, they have the head-to-head, so you need them to lose two games. And we just talked about that. Southern Miss has, if you're looking at that, you say, well, maybe they lose to UAB, maybe they lose to Western Kentucky or FAU, right? So there's three possibilities there, and they need to lose two of those three. So on the 9th, the 23rd, and the 30th, you're rooting against Southern Miss. You know, UTSA is probably not going to beat them. It doesn't really matter what UTSA does as far as North Texas is concerned, because you have the tiebreaker against them. But that's how that breaks down. You need Southern Miss to lose two. You need Tech to lose one. And then you have to beat UAB, Tech, UTEP and Rice the rest of the way. But it sets up that way. It's very possible Southern Miss could very well lose those games. I've been on the record saying we can see a two-loss division winner and therefore maybe a conference winner in this one. I don't think anybody's that much better than anybody else. North Texas, I could see that happening. I would not be surprised if North Texas wins this division on a backdoor kind of thing like that. And I just talked about Middle Tennessee. They can win it the same kind of way. I haven't looked at this. UTSA, they are also at two losses. You lost against North Texas and UAB. So you need some luck. You can beat, you travel to A&M this next week. That's going to be bad. But let's say you beat Old Dominion. Let's say you beat Southern Miss, FAU, and Tech, right? You'd have the tiebreaker against Southern Miss and then Tech. But you need them to lose other games. And also, it just doesn't work out, because then you'd also need like one of those losses to be like against a non-division team, because you have to make up two losses. Like Tech needs to lose twice. But by doing so, you're also, North Texas is probably going to win one of those. In that little scenario. But if that could happen, UTSA could maybe get there. But I think you need Southern Miss or UAB to lose twice. Is what you need? Yeah. You need UAB to lose twice in this one. Also Tech to lose twice. Also North Texas to lose one more time. And then you got to beat Southern Miss. That's tough. It's possible, but very unlikely considering how bad UTSA is at this point in time. UTEP and Rice pretty much done for. Same with Charlotte and Old Dominion. Pretty much done for. FIU has been done. You're basically playing for a bowl game the rest of the way. UTSA, you have five games left, but A&M's going to blow you out. Old Dominion's maybe a win. And then USM, FAU, and Tech. All very tough games. I don't think that you can get to six wins for UTSA, and I don't even think that six wins is going to get you into a bowl game right now. UTEP, done. Rice, done. Any week, Rice could get their first win, but, I would not be surprised to see them go winless. The most impressive winless season in history. Same across the way. Old Dominion has their one win. I don't see them getting a division win, however. Charlotte already picked up a division win. Big game against North Texas. That was huge for their future development. I think it was good for the morale. I can see them beating Middle Tennessee State. I can see them beating UTEP. I can see them giving Marshall and Old Dominion a game. I can see three wins in the next four. But, I could also see them losing those games. They're that kind of team. They're more building for the future. But, that was to be expected. They impressed early. They missed their chances against FAU and, FIU and Western Kentucky. They had their opportunities. They couldn't connect. They did connect against North Texas, and that was nice to see them get a little win in that one. Florida International, you're 4-4, 2-3. You got dominated at home. Dominated on the road, sorry. I was on the road. You can definitely beat Old Dominion. That gets you to five wins. FAU, Miami, Marshall, three tough games after that, and you need probably two of them. Yeah, you can get to six, but you probably need two. Western is at five wins. Marshall at five wins. FAU at five wins. Tech, UAB at 7-6 wins, respectively. Southern Miss at five wins. That's a lot of teams coming out this league that have a better chance of getting bowl bids. We've seen six-win teams in this division not get a bid. So you probably need seven. And, I don't see that happening here. Do you see three wins out that schedule there? Maybe if you impress and beat Miami, that's kind of like your bowl win, right? Where you don't go to a bowl, but you get that bowl-like atmosphere and get a win there. You might have to settle just for that one. I think that's pretty much it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to share with your friends, your mom, your grandma, everybody else. Thanks for listening to the CUSA Report podcast and reading CUSAreport.com. Again, don't forget to go to the site, click on membership, subscribe, support the site so we can keep doing what we're doing and then get some other people on here to help me do what we do. Thanks again.